Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Didn't look too pretty going into the weekend. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. First of all, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
You know, it was surprisingly decent. We'll put it that way. For a week that we didn't have a lot of information going on, we managed to put in a gain on both corn and wheat week over week. Beans were our loser for the week, but nearby corn up 6 cents week over week, new crop corn up 5.5. Looking out at the Kansas City Wheat Board, nearby March Board up 15 cents week over week, and new crop July Board up 15.25. And then like I mentioned, the beans were the ones that took it the hardest, down 9.25 on the nearby March Board on beans. And the new crop, Nov 17 board on beans, down 6.75. So kind of a mixed bag. Nice to see grains, corn and wheat there, putting in some gains week over week for a change.
Yeah, but like you said, the soybeans kind of took it on the chin, and it looks like maybe a good chance for some needed rains in South America?
Yeah, it does look like the forecast has improved significantly for South America. That's going to weigh heavy on the beans. And we did see that in the last half of the week. The activity was definitely directed more towards risk off and beans, trying to liquidate some of those fund positions. That way, if rain does pan out, I mean, you know, essentially there's no reason then to be bullish beans if we see a good crop out of South America. So we did see some evening up of bean positions in regards to the weather down there.
Now, next week, we get the final crop numbers from USDA, the totals for our grain production for 2016. How key is that report to the market, Heather?
It doesn't typically tend to be much of a market mover, per se, but it's really the last kind of piece of the puzzle we need before we can start looking forward to next year, as far as like all these USDA reports go. Because until we finalize what this year's number is, I mean, ballparking numbers for next year is like all these different moving pieces. So seeing that number next week will be like, okay, here it is. This is what happened 2016. It's done. It's over with. We're moving on to 2017. All these changes that we think are coming, acreage especially being that first number we're going to start looking at, we'll have a good baseline for where we're starting and how any acreage changes will affect us. So we really need to see this number before we can start, I guess, playing the 2017 crop, really is kind of what it amounts to.
All right. So once we get beyond that report, what are going to be the keys for you guys at ARC? What will you be watching once we get through this round of USDA information?
Well, you know, we're always looking to see. We've got some straggler clients, you know, who sometimes like to drag their feet a little bit. And this last go-around of hedging that we did, some of our guys missed out. It was very short-lived opportunities in the corn. We've had some two or three opportunities at the bean prices that we were looking at. So we'll look for those prices again to kind of get our stragglers caught up as well as new clients caught up. And then what we'll really start doing is getting our base book together for each client on how many bushels we're going to throw into these seasonal averages that we, you know, we live by seasonal averages. You know, year over year they're wildly successful. So we'll start looking at what bushel volumes per client we want to put into those, if we need floors. You know, it just kind of depends on where the market goes here in the next month. But we'll look at floors, kind of what those values are at, and then and how much of that crop we're going to run in seasonal averages. So that's kind of our next big target, and we'll get those numbers together in the next month, really.
All right, very good. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the conversation. Appreciate it, Heather. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Chad.
All right, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.